Trade and Paint is brought to you by Heston Speedway. For information about their 2016 racing events, visit HestonSpeedway.com. Like them on Facebook for specials and racing updates.
No, he didn't slam you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing son is racing.
Jimmy Johnson ends his longest winless streak of his career and picks up the win Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway and will advance to the third round in the chase for the Sprint Cup. It had been 24 races since Jimmy Johnson last won in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series all the way back to April of this year, but Johnson ended that streak just when he needed to. He picked up the win Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and because of that win, will now advance to the third round in the chase for the Sprint Cup. Not a good day for a lot of chase drivers Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Denny Hamlin blew an engine while running second. Kevin Harvick also had engine problems. Joey Logano, Austin Dillon, and Chase Elliott got caught up in wrecks. Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Carl Edwards also having rough days Sunday at Charlotte. Big shakeup in the chase standings as well. After Jimmy Johnson wins on Sunday, Matt Kenseth jumps to second, Kyle Busch third, Brad Keselowski fourth, and Kurt Busch up to fifth. Two races to go before NASCAR will reset the field once again and cut the field from 12 drivers down to 8. This Sunday, heading to Kansas Motor Speedway for the Hollywood Casino 400. A lot of drivers will battle hard Sunday at Kansas and look to pick up the win to advance to the next round, because next week we head to Talladega, where if you don't have a win heading to Talladega, your championship hopes could go up in flames. That's it for Trade and Paint this week. Remember, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.